Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. I'm your handler today, Brad, and I'm joined by my three friends, Joe playing Axel.
Ooh.
Dace playing Alice Angular.
Ooh.
And John playing Herbert.
Oh, I didn't see you there. Hello.
It's like one of those messages, like a video message from like a famous person, like at Christmas time, where they like go to the fire. They could go to the fireplace. Oh, hello! Oh, I didn't see.
Welcome.
You.
How did that trope get started? That is such a trope. What
is it? The original.
From? God, I don't even know.
I always think of commercials. You know, corny commercials that are, you know.
For erectile dysfunction.
Right. Yeah, they're definitely a cliche.
How you guys doing?
All right.
I feel like $1,000,000.
I don't think any of these answers are honest.
Wait.
I think it's bullshit.
What denomination of dollars are these?
Oh, I was talking about the animal, like a male deer, horns.
Oh, horny.
You feel like $1,000,000.
What?
Bucks, as in deer.
As in
the opposite of a doe.
Oh.
Furry four-legged creatures. Some people kill them with guns.
Well, be interesting gameplay then.
Yeah, it is gonna be interesting.
The inside of my head feels like a literal million deer stampeding.
That's insane.
And they've all got that brain worm that makes them jump off cliffs.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Have you seen pictures of the zombie deer?
So that is like a thing up in this part of the country. It's like a decently gnarly. Common thing. And like where Gabby lives, like I remember one of the first times I went to go like see where her parents live. It's like way up in the not way up in the mountains, but pretty far like out there. And there's this massively long bridge that was just like scary as fuck. Like just over this massively deep, steep ravine with this river down in the middle of it. And she was like, oh yeah, you know, there was this one time when there was a bunch of these deer that were all sick with this thing, and they all just jumped off this bridge.
Oh.
Because they're like, they lose their minds, and they just, they start doing this weird stuff.
Kind of sad to watch.
How often do you watch this?
Yeah.
At least once a day.
While he's jerking off.
Live stream.
Never seen it in person though. Maybe it's not as prevalent in cell.
Just the videos. just my 8 terabytes of deer jumping off of cliffs.
It's messed up, man.
Brad doesn't differ.
We are in a mood. Did we start the banter? We are in a mood.
Joe had some banter. I'm not sure if that was.
Well, I did want to bring up something that I had started. Do you guys ever just like listen? You like think about a song you haven't heard for a while, and you go back and listen to it just like 100 times. Like, or is that just something I do?
I used to
listen to songs on repeat.
I go first,
and we all three talk at the same time.
Good job.
I do that every time I find a new song I really like, and then I get sick of it in 2 days.
Ah, nice. So you like ruining your own joy. Is what I'm hearing. Excellent. That tracks with what I know about you.
Okay, so I just realized that this is really weird. When I was a kid, like this is circa when the Pokemon movie came out, the first one.
Mm.
Did y'all ever listen to the Pokemon soundtrack?
Hell yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No, not that lame.
Okay. I deserve that? That's fair.
he was
whammy.
9.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like 9 or 10, but go on.
Let's talk about how lame 9 and 10 year old Dace was. What
I just watched my nephews going around playing with trains, and I'm like, you lame.
These children playing with their children's
whatever
toys.
Whatever they're doing, though, they could be programming, I don't know, a quantum computer, and you'd be like, lame.
Get a job!
So fucking lame.
Nerd.
I would if they were listening to the Pokemon soundtrack while doing it.
While they were quantum programming. So, no, that's not even the weird part. There is one song on it. I can't remember the name of it. I'll figure it out. But multiple times I did this, I would put it on repeat on my stereo and listen to it over and over and over while I slept.
Wow.
I remember you doing that.
I think I remember this.
Yeah, well, not necessarily that, but you do that when I'd sleep over.
Really?
Yeah, but it wasn't that. It would be like some other stuff.
No, I think I remember this because I remember you had that big 5 CD changer stereo that I think was originally
massive,
which was originally Robert's, I think.
Probably.
And I remember sleeping over at your house and you turning this on, like not loud, but you'd have it on low just all night, like having a fan. But it was a song.
Was this like some kind of psychological conditioning exercise?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Did it help you sleep?
I have no idea.
Do you have any idea what you're doing right now?
You know, now that you mention it, that entire time I did that, I don't remember anything.
I've got a lot of lost memories from that period in my life. Maybe it's just like some sort of deep-seated psychological, like, dream therapy. I don't know.
Probably about to wake up and see me and Joe laying on the floor in your room and be like, I had a dream and you were there.
And you were there.
Oh, some weird God. Guy named John was there.
I had the worst nightmare.
I grew up.
Well, speaking of nightmares.
All right.
There you go.
Well done. Good focus.
Let's hop in to this intense situation you're in. Well,
this is a bit of a mess.
Y'all are in a very combat, for sure. But let's take the... It's been a while since we looked at the bigger picture of what's going on, so let's bring it out before we bring it completely in. So, and stop me if I brush over something or if y'all remember something differently than me, but y'all are all here to try to figure out the why Arthur Donnelly, an FBI agent and a Delta Green agent, died at this 1206 Spooner Ave. You met your handler, Mr. Summers. He explained, you know, there might have been some relationship between them. He obviously knew him on some more of a personal level other than a, you know, strictly as an agent. He explains the situation to you that it was ruled a suicide. Looked like he slit his own throat. And kind of tells you about some friendlies that are in the area and a storage unit that's in the area. Y'all kind of go around. You go to a storage unit. You get in a situation where you find a coffin that is a boy that used to live there. You kind of bring him to the house. There was a whole... Maybe he was alive. Maybe he wasn't reanimated. You blew up the coffin. You're like, okay, there's something definitely weird going on with this house. You go to the court, the county, what's it called? The courthouse. There's a specific name. And basically kind of dive into records. And you find out there's a long history of either accidents or suicides dealing with residents of this house going all the way back to the 1956. And it's 2013 now. You kind of go into, you know, you find out some things about, obviously not all of them, maybe about 3 of the residents. And I don't know if y'all find out too much. Y'all can maybe tell me what y'all think is going on. You do look into the original owners and know that the Isabel Wheeler came about with some sickness and the husband was searching desperately for a cure. Other than that, you kind of jump ahead 50 or so years and find out, you know, there was more suicides involved with the house. Some Canadian folks or people that came from Canada.
And that's when things got weird.
So what do you remember about? So what was weird about that?
I was just making a joke because they were Canadian.
Okay. Gotcha.
It was. I see it
so
landed
dry.
Really well.
Can you explain to me why that joke is funny,
please? Okay, all right.
You know, all that to say, people from all over the place where have lived at this spot. You kind of go talk to your friendlies. One of them is a parapsychologist that, or moonlights as a parapsychologist and teaches at a community college in just abnormal psychology, it seems. Emil Yarrow.
Mm-hmm.
Emil Yarrow. Kind of talk to him. You know, he's kind of very eager to help you. You kind of, but maybe y'all come to the conclusion that looking at his what's in his office, kind of, and I think Herbert was able to access his computer. Maybe this guy doesn't know as much as he thinks he knows. You talk to Elizabeth Tucker. She's an antique dealer. You have her at the moment tracking down furniture in the surrounding area if there's anything that was taken from the house and gotten out into the world. And those are the two friendlies. And kind of, y'all go to, after a couple days, I think it was a day, it might have been a whole day, I can't remember. Y'all go to sleep, and Alice wakes up at this house, dead of night, storming. And this, you know, Axel and Herbert end up catching up with her, and y'all ultimately decide to go into this house and see what the big deal is. And there's been a lot of shenanigans happening, you know. Saw candles, you might have saw Emil Yarrow in there, which enticed you to go in. All the candles go out, there's amateur piano being played in the background.
it was amateur.
Yeah, you did. I didn't know it was
I'm
amateur.
Making a joke, y'all did, you said it was like that Black Keys, the scene.
That's right. I forgot about that.
In reality, it was the Moonlight Sonata, is what Alice found out just by listening to it. You know, there's boxes filled with, like, guts and stuff you find. Herbert ends up unintentionally cutting off his two fingers with a butcher knife. Alice is drawn to the main bedroom with all these mirrors for some reason. And on top of all this creepy slash weird stuff that's going on, Axel's seeing people blow their heads off in reflections. You have this what was described as looks like a giant baby owl thing that has come from dropped out of the fireplace and was just sprawled on the floor and just goes for y'all. And that was it. Oh, you also find one of the items you find is Isri's diary in the top bonus room, which is the person that lived here before, right before Arthur Dunley killed himself. And she died in the exact same way, find out from the coroner. You have her diary on you, and you're kind of running away from this creature, owl creature. Right now, you've managed to make it outside of the house. I think, is everybody by the car? I think that's where we ended it. You've taken a whole 3 hit points away from this thing, and it's followed you outside. Y'all are all three by the van, and this thing is just still screeching, seems to be aggressive, heading towards you in the driveway. What do y'all do?
So, unless I'm mistaken, old Hairpin has already shot at this thing once.
I can't remember who all hit it.
But I know there's a total of...
Well, shot at this thing outside of the house.
Yeah.
Yes. Someone actually shot at it outside this house.
So in my conceptualization, the cat's a bit out of the bag.
Except
the cat is an unnatural cat.
And it's so slime. And it's a bird.
And it's an owl.
And it's Delta Green. The baby face. And they have opinions about where their cats should be in their bags or not.
So that I've already kind of mentioned before, this isn't like a typical suburb. It's not like a house is right next to this house. It's right. Kind of like spread out, like you would see, you know, country. Think of where you, me, and Joe and Dace lived growing up. Like you could see the other house in the distance, but it's, you know,
it's
less than a mile away, but you know,
right. Well, right, I think I think Dace had really asked about it, like, when we were asked, like, before when we were asking about the house, it's like, that it's, you might have to go through, like, some woods or something even to get to the other house?
Right. Directly okay. behind this house is forest.
Okay.
And but you can see some rolling hills on the other side of the road. See okay. another house in the distance.
We have time. We have a little time. Not all the time. We have a little time. So whose turn would it
I'm
be
I'm
going to
say, I don't remember exactly what happened.
The last thing that you said happened is that you said this thing basically got... It exited the garage, so like it took its move action to exit the garage, and looked like it was about to fly off. That was the last thing you
going
said.
Airborne.
Okay, and I do remember it was going last. So let's assume we're still in combat. Y'all are all three by the car, I believe. And so who goes first, as far as it's
or Dex was? 11 Dex on my side.
Alice is 10.
Axel is 8, I believe. Or 9.
Okay, so it's Herbert, Alice, and Axel. This thing is like, it's got like slime on it. It's got a piece missing from it from, I forgot who shot it, but like part of its shoulder's kind of winged out, and it's like stretching its wings and just like trying to lift off.
Axel, what am I doing?
Shoot Herbert.
It.
Shoot.
Okay. Gonna shoot him. So I've got a Mossberg firearms. He's gonna try and shoot him.
Okay.
Oh man.
And that's a failure. He kind of like staggers backwards because he clearly doesn't know how to even hold this thing. Like, does he even have it? Is he even? He doesn't even know whether he's left or right-handed. Which hand goes to the front? He's probably holding it with like his right hand in the front, left hand at the back, and it just like almost pops out of his hand.
He's got to shoot with his pinkies.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and there's blood everywhere on the
gun. There's a lot of reasons why Herbert should miss this. Boom! Just like, you know, completely whiff. Or to
he
Alice.
Was rolling with a negative 20 last time. I do remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, right, keep up with that.
That's beside the point.
Thanks for that, Dace. God damn it.
Anytime, good buddy.
You got it.
Does it look like this thing is attacking us, or is it trying to get away?
It already attacked Axel once.
It looks like it's a roll perception or something relevant.
Okay. What would that be in DG?
Sorry, there's no perception.
Alertness?
Yeah.
Alertness.
Okay, that's a failure.
You have no idea. I mean, you're just stunned that you're witnessing this thing. Like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, if I remember right, last session, Alice was hyper-focused on getting the fuck out of there, so I think I'm just going to continue with that and try to get to the car. And
y'all are all right by the
really
car.
Wanted to... Well, we can... Axel! We need to get away. You drive. I need to fix Hairpin.
Axel is just gonna be like... He's gonna say, like... Well, I don't know. Brad, like, do we have time to shout at each other? This is your call.
Sure.
Like... Get the van! Like, and Axel is going to stop moving towards the van. It's going to start now advancing back towards this creature.
Okay. In that case, Alice will do that. She'll go to the van and crank her up.
Crank her right up.
Do I need to roll anything for that, or can I just use a regular move?
I'd say just use an action.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And I will remind everyone, a van... is a lot like a weapon. So...
if only it could fly.
Where's the trigger?
Alright. it's the gas pedal.
Oh, that.
The gas pedal is the trigger.
Depends. It could be the brake pedal and then the person
you,
with
I mean, you might
belt.
Need to use this. This thing is about the size of a small human. You know, maybe 4 foot tall.
Oh, I thought it was.
I thought you said it was like man sized, like full man sized.
I think he said old man.
Well, you know, a small man. A small man.
A small man.
A small man.
Small man.
Classic small man.
Alright. So is it Axel or slime?
It's up to Axel.
Yeah, so this is Axel's turn. Okay, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to use my Jokin. Ooh. To get a plus 20.
Ooh.
And I'm going to use that plus 20 Ooh. To do a called shot, which yeah. would give me a negative 20. So yeah. I'm nullifying my called shot. If this thing up is appearing like it's trying to get airborne, I specifically want to strike it in one of its weird little wings and attempt to keep it on the ground.
Nice. Good call.
Okay. What happens?
And if I fail this, I will be pushing it. So, let's see what happens. That Hell is a yeah. 54.
Beautiful.
That is a success. So let me roll my damage. I believe it's a D12 for a heavy pistol. Unless I'm mistaken. Let me get there real quick just to make sure.
And there's also a benefit for a called shot, right? Let me look
this up. Well, I think I'm Brad, this is on you. So called shots that basically, well, let me put it this way. Actually, Brad, you have to agree that a called shot can be used this way. This is an optional rule in the handbook whether or not you could disable or, you know, create a specific situation. So this is like, what do you think?
Yeah. So you don't know how much life this thing has in it. You can see you took a chunk out. We'll say you shot it in the wing. If this damage brings it to half its HP, it's going to fall on the ground and be disabled from flying.
Okay. Then let's roll this D12. Let's hope this goes well. Don't fuck me. All right. That's a 4. We did 4. 3 damage previously.
This thing gets airborne. It's flying up. You aim up, crack shot. Boom. And you see it. It's about, 7 feet off the ground. You see it twist in air. Boom. And fall kind of, about 10 yards away from you into some bushes. Are sitting there kind of waiting. See some rustling. And it seems to be down. You're out of combat.
I'm looking. Okay. Okay. Never mind.
All right. Okay.
Is it? Can we go now? Can we go? Can we leave? It's done. I think we're good. Alice, let's go.
He just wants to get the hell out of there.
So the thing is in some bushes.
You can't see it right now.
It's as good as dead.
The bushes like rustled a little bit. You know, it's kind of like thick forest vegetation. But y'all are sitting there for a minute after he does his crack shot, gets knocked out of the sky, and you know it's not coming right at you. It's not flying in the air, grounded.
Alice is gonna floor it and run over this fucking thing.
Well,
into the bushes.
If you do that, you're gonna have to make a drive or a luck roll to see if you don't like slam into a tree. Like this is, you're going straight to the forest.
If Axel has an opportunity, he's gonna yell. He's gonna be like, he's like hold up a fist, like there's like the sign for like hold.
Yeah, Alice is revving the engine. she sees Axel hold up his fist. She's like, okay, all right, this is Axel's territory. He knows what to do.
Yeah, Axel. He's like, hairpin. Get me that shotgun from Alice. And
take this one. He like throws your one.
I take yours. It's all covered in blood.
Blood, yeah, it's slippery. Like
yeah,
sticky.
And he's gonna try to like go around. And can I roll like an alertness? Is this thing alive? Is it significantly wounded? Like, and he's gonna like try to like kind of edge around to get a bead on it. Now armed with a bigger gun. 20 under 51 success.
It's you see it like a little bit of movement, but it's not this loud gargle screech anymore. It's like
like
very
a
small
little,
squeaks,
a little chirp.
He's just a baby.
It's just a poor baby.
He's gonna. So he's like coming around. He does kind of a motion with his hand. He's like, back up the van. We need to take this thing with us.
Oh God, are you serious, Axel?
Are you fucking crazy?
He's like, God damn it, we gotta get out of here and we can't leave this thing.
All right, fine, whatever.
I'm not okay with
and
this.
And Axel, back the van up.
And Axel's gonna ease up towards there, like with his flashlight, shotgun like up, and his flashlight, held, by his hand up on the foregrip, and is gonna move up
combat?
There and.
No.
No.
Okay.
If this thing comes out, like it's gonna get blasted with buckshot. He's not fucking with this, but he also really does not. I don't know. Like he might even get up here once he gets a good idea of what's going on here. He might just kill it anyway, and then load it up.
You've knocked this thing out of the air about 10 yards outside of the main driveway, kind of went into the woods a little bit. As you get closer, you're expecting to see it, you see nothing, closer, and what you see on the forest ground is a dead, normal-sized owl with its wing blown off.
Oh.
Axel is immediately going to look to his own chest where he was torn open. Like, am I still wounded just as much?
Yes. Those cuts are still there. Herbert's fingers are still missing.
Okay, Alice is going to examine the wound on his chest. Maybe I can roll a medicine to determine if the claw that caused the cut was actually as big as the creature that we perceived. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
You want to roll medical to see what's actually going on with his wound?
You want to see, so the wound is there. Is this a claw from a giant creature or from a little creature that we thought was big? Or was it actually big?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you need to roll a medical. Like, you can visibly see this thing. Something big cuts you. At the very least, it's a big scratch.
All right.
So we would believe that what happened in the house was real, and it wasn't like an illusion.
I don't know. What do you believe? This is exactly what's happening.
Axel is going to pick this thing up, and Hairpin like opens the back door and he just like throws it in the back, even though it's just a regular owl. Like he throws it in the back of the van. He's like,
explain this to me again.
Like he's gonna pick.
So you're in the forest. This van is sitting where? Where have you moved the van?
Like backed up to
Alice
the owl.
Backed it up. Yeah.
Like through the yard, basically up to the forest.
Yes.
Okay. Throw this thing into the van. It kind of falls in the van, and then you see it well, one fucking wing just like burst out bigger than the other one. The head grows super large. One of its claws gets like huge, and it's just clawing for you again in the back of this van. You're back in combat.
Herbert is squealing like a little girl.
Okay, remember what I said? If this thing starts to do something, I'm gonna blast it with a shotgun.
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna go in the same order.
God
Herbert,
damn it.
Alice, Axel, and then this
Herbert, who is now unarmed.
I don't have a gun. Guys.
I mean, this thing is in the back. The wound of its wing is just like gushing, so there's like blood going into the back of this van.
Oh god. Where are our guns? What do I do?
Now, where is everybody? Alice and Axel are in the forest. They just threw this thing in the back of the van. Herbert's in the van.
I imagine Alice is
in Herbert's
the front
in the
seat.
Van.
So Herbert and Alice are in the front
in the van.
Of the van.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, Axel just threw this dead animal in the back. Okay, so first, he's going to get out. He's scared. So he's, I'm out. He, like, opens the door. He fucking gets out.
Can he look towards, I don't know, the garage? The garage is still open, right? How far away are we from that?
We'll say 15 yards.
Okay, he's gonna sprint to go back in the house to go and get, like, a crowbar. He's freaking out. He's panicked.
He's freaking out.
He's going back into the fucking house.
That's what he's doing.
That is fair.
You go.
He's having a bad time.
I want to do it really fast.
Into the garage. As soon as you go into the garage door shuts behind you.
Fucking duck.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
You're in pitch black.
Oh no.
And you
oh
smell. God. What you smell is like gas leaking.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Christ almighty.
All right.
Can he see anything? Is that my turn?
It's pitch black.
He's trapped.
You can maybe roll. We'll see if you can roll something, if you can remember what the room looked like, and if you want to do something like that.
Yeah, I think there was like a box of something. He's got his phone on him.
There might have been
a
box. So
maybe he's gonna grab his flashlight on his phone and try and look around a little bit with an alertness to get oriented.
All right.
That's a failure.
I was going to say wait till your next round, but you failed it.
Oh, sorry.
So your light comes on, flickers, goes off.
Oh, God.
Alice, you're in the passenger seat, I suppose, of this van. This thing is clawing. We'll say, like, you know, just sees Joe at the end of the trunk of this van.
Ah!
Just, like, screeking.
What am I doing there?
Claw. Huh?
Never mind.
I thought you were in the forest. Like,
no, fourth wall joke. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Gotcha. Oh, yep. Axel, my
right.
bad.
Axel, yeah.
Get out of here, Joe.
Bad Joe.
Joe Way.
Is that how Joe talks in the Delta Green universe?
Not, as I Joe float, Way. As I float away.
Okay, so you said passenger, but I think you meant driver. Alice is in the driver's seat.
Okay.
Well, you would have been driving, yeah.
Yeah. So she's going to look back at this monstrosity flopping about and spurting blood, and she's just like, oh, fuck this. And she grabs her Mossberg and just, like, points it, I don't know how this would work, awkwardly behind her. Like, maybe she straddles the middle console and just, like, point blank just starts blasting.
Point blank does confer a 20%
that's
bonus.
Plus 20. Mm-hmm.
So can I roll firearms with the plus 20, Brad?
What are you shooting with?
Mossberg shotgun.
Sure, we'll consider that point blank.
Alright, firearms. Wait. It didn't give me an option to give it plus 20, but I got a 90 over 40 anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered. That's a failure.
Okay.
Roll your damage.
What?
Oh, no, that missed.
He failed?
Do you still get...
I thought you hit it, right?
No, it was a miss.
Oh, but plus 20. Where's this thing? Failure... Plus 20, so you missed it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Somehow you missed this thing and just, I don't know, whiff it. Does it hit Joe? Should I make a roll to see if it... I mean, what else is in the background of this shot?
Does it damage the van?
Just Axel. Just Axel, but it's not a critical fail. Typically that stuff is reserved for critical fails.
I think that failure would make sense in the fact that she's having to maneuver to get in position to make the shot. So maybe like she accidentally pulled the trigger before she got her aim.
Or like if part of its weird body just like suddenly grows unexpectedly, like you turn and just as you're about to, like the shotgun blast goes up into the roof of the van or something.
Yep.
We got some shotgun holes in the van. All right, Axel.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay.
Up to you.
All right, Axel's standing there at the back door. He picked up this dead owl and threw it in the back. And he is... So he's still staying there. I would also argue that he is point blank.
Saying that he is standing at the back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he is going to take his shot with firearms with a success... I don't know what the... Let's see what the damage for the old shotgun is. It is a... It's 2d8 of damage. Come on. Oh my fucking god, a 2 and a 1.
Hey, at least you hit it.
I hit it for 3 damage. Blow!
Boom. Right to the chest. Just like, it's trying to grab its claw towards you. Then it slowly just leans back. It doesn't change back to the small owl. It's just sitting there, blood spilling out into the back of this van. Seems it's dead.
So I assume we're still in combat because Hairpin is in a bad situation.
We could do that.
Hairpin's wondering whether anybody
actually
noticed
him run off. As soon as I get the opportunity... As soon as the, well, I can tell you, like it'll be the next time, but the first thing Axel's going to do when he gets back to him is he's going to put his fucking gun barrel to this thing's head and is just going to fucking obliterate it. Like, double tap the hell out of it.
All right. As I said, this would be the creature's turn, but it's just, it seems to be dead. You've blown off chunks of it. You've hit it directly in the chest this time. And it's just sitting there, this odd half of its super large, half of its normal size, just blob of meat sitting in the back of this car. Herbert, we're back up to you. So, can't see anything. You smell gas in the house. You feel like, or in the garage, rather. You can't see where you are. You feel like you're about to suffocate. What do you
God
do?
Damn it.
Can I roll an intelligence to see what options I have to, like, navigate the house? Or I don't know.
Let me see a character sheet. I feel like there would be a better roll. So you're just trying to navigate to
I'm just
the
trying
house,
to, like,
or what are you trying?
Think my way out of the situation to, like,
I don't
regain
think you
composure.
Can roll something. That would allow me to tell you the solution. No.
Fine.
But
fair.
Let's see. I don't. How would you use the intelligence? You could use intelligence, maybe. Yeah, if you wanted to. You're in pitch black.
Right.
Darkness.
I'm
if
trying
you want
to maybe
be able
find
to,
the entrance. To maybe
to
find
house.
An alternate route out the house. Yeah.
Okay. Roll intelligence to see if you can remember the layout of this garage.
That's a success, barely.
Oof.
Don't go past the bedroom.
Well, he wasn't drawn in. It was only
Alice. I was repulsed by it. I think at this point, he's in the garage. He's freaked out. He's, like, panicked. Like, what he's trying to find is an alternate route. So I think he's going to try and make his way to the front door.
Right. Through the house.
Through the house.
Okay. You are able to stumble your way through the dark. You're like, okay, I kind of remember this. The door's over there. You get to the door. It's locked. Make a strength check to see if you can bust through.
Oh, God.
Surely that's a strong suit.
Of course.
That's a strength. That's a success.
Oh,
nice.
Hell yeah.
You're
smashes
you know,
through
the gas. You feel like it's like gas filling the room. You're pounding. Boom! You knock through the door, and immediately you feel like you're not suffocating anymore. You can breathe normally.
Is the door open?
But you. So if you go back to the layout of the house, is the front door open? Is that what you're asking me?
No, is the garage door open by any chance?
Oh no, it's still closed.
All right.
Let's see.
God.
So he's
you are
either gone
if you look at
the yeah maybe I don't know if he went through the storage room or if he went through the main entrance to the garage where all the shenanigans were happening right
I'm
near
gonna
the
say,
stairs.
Right, I'm gonna say you went through the main entrance because you never used that storage room.
Okay,
might not even know that's there.
Fine.
So you
then he's
were
gonna
there
try and go through
in
the
main
kitchen.
Entrance. Okay. Roll a power check. Well, we'll say that's your move. What does everybody else want to do? We're still in combat.
Cool.
We're to Alex. Alice.
And we don't have radios or walkie-talkies, right? We didn't establish that.
Got okay. my cell phone.
Axel, where the fuck is Hairpin?
I imagine this is the point where Axel is like, he's again, he's like, he's pulling up his shotgun to shoot this thing again. He's like, he went back to the house. He, oh,
why the fuck would he go back to the house?
You know the thing is, Gianluca, like out of character, I love this.
Oh yeah,
I love this. Yeah. I love this. Oh, so
it's like
much.
It's like in a horror movie when the guy just like runs and says,
"He's
going
to damn it."
And he just goes back into the place where he gets killed.
Yeah.
Well, he was looking for a crowbar or something, and that makes sense. Like he's unarmed against this unnatural horror. Like, what do you think, Axel?
I think they would just
we saw him go back into the house. Question mark?
I guess so. Well, like, I don't know if we saw him go in. Like, Axel is going to, he's going to say, he's going to back to the house. And that's when he shoots this thing in the head.
Come up to it. Boom. Knocking dead. Punks go flying. Bill seems to be dead.
Take the keys just in case this thing can fucking drive.
That's smart. Very smart. And Alice just yells out, "Herbert! Herbert, where the fuck are you, Herbert?"
So I guess we're gonna head back to the house. We're gonna like head towards the front door because now we see the garage is closed, right? Like we're turning around, we're like, oh fuck. Mm-hmm. The garage is closed. Alright.
Okay.
Well, I guess we just go up to the front door and try it.
Yeah, I'll say y'all can use your entire action to come up to the garage door and try it.
Front door.
Right. It seems to be unlocked.
Are you calling the front door the garage door?
No, sorry. I'm at the front door that's going into the foyer, correct? Mm-hmm. That way you're talking? Yep.
Yeah, and what was Herbert's strength check for? I thought it was to try to open the door.
To open the garage door.
No, it was to open the door to the...
To the kitchen.
To the kitchen area.
So not the big garage door, the door between the garage and the kitchen.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So, yeah, Alice tries the front door. Is it locked?
Nope. Y'all open it.
Okay, we call in.
Hairpin! Herbert! What the fuck are you doing?
As we fade to Herbert. Herbert, you don't know how you got here, but your hands are in the sink with these dirty dishes, and you're just like doing the dishes.
Oh my god.
And you're like, you have blurred vision.
Power roll.
Yes, that was for something else. And you are slowly... you're like feel dazed, you're coming to, and you hear, you don't hear them scream at you, you hear a man's voice from the bedroom say, "Come and see the mirrors." Roll a sanity check.
Oh my god. By the way, just keep, like, imagine he's washing his hands, he's missing two fingers, he's bleeding.
Over
the sink.
Gross.
Full. So gross.
Like, just like red water.
Like there's no water. Bubbles. Like there's no water. Blood it's just blood bubbles. From his hands. He's just like scrubbing the dishes with his blood.
All right, I got a That's critical cool success on that sanity roll. 66 under nice. 67.
You don't lose any sanity. You are too. You realize what you're doing. What's your next step?
Do I hear them with that critical?
No, you just hear a man's voice saying, "Come and see the mirrors."
No.
Well, obviously, you have to go see the mirrors now.
No, I don't want to. And then can I carry on towards the... Can I say that out loud and then go towards the foyer?
Yes. You make your way to the den. You can make your way to the foyer.
Do I see
when you
them?
Go back into the den, the candles are all lit.
Oh, God.
In the den. There's candles everywhere. More candles than what there were before. And you can see them at the front of the foyer door open.
Can I... Axel! Alice! Help!
So if he's in the den and we're standing at the front door in the foyer, we can see him at this point, right?
Yes, you can see him. Den full of candle lit lights. Foyer dark. I guess that was Axel's, God. I mean, Herbert's move. What do y'all do? You're just sitting there at the front door. Alice first.
Herbert, what are you doing? I'm here. Let's go.
There's a big bird.
We need to leave. Marines, it is time to leave.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Can Alice, like, Alice help me get out?
Call out to him?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going into the house.
God.
Axel, I mean, Herbert, you don't feel like you're trapped. This was just your entire movement. Like, you woke up washing your hands / the dishes, heard this voice. You come to. You don't know how long you've been washing your hands. And then you run towards the den, and you're there. But we're up to Axel's turn.
Axel.
I think Axel, like, I don't... So this isn't really necessarily like a... This isn't necessarily like a thing necessarily in this game, right? But like, as far as like readying a turn, but like, is there like a thing? It's like, if he is not able to come out, if there's something gets in his way, or if he gets all weird on us, Axel's going to basically, if that happens, he's going to say to Alice, cover me. And he's going to go in to try to get Herbert, if that happens.
Okay.
So that's what I was like. Axel's like, Herbert, out, out.
I would love
As
to.
As you do that, Alice and Axel hear Moonlight Sonata playing again from the dining room.
Oh, God.
Roll a sanity check, both of you guys.
Oh, my fucking God.
What a shit show.
Alright, sanity check. Failure Axel. For Axel.
Take one.
And success for Alice.
And none for... No deduction for Alice. We're up to Herbert's turn. You see your teammate sitting there saying, out, come. What do you do?
Come in. Herbert.
Can I sprint? Like, he's going to be motivated to just sprint.
You can sprint.
All right. What? Dex roll?
No. You just want to run?
I just want to run. I'm just going to get out. I'm
you
coming.
Run straight to the door. Roll a... Let me look at this. Roll a luck check.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a failure.
You run through the door. Right when you get to the door, boom! It slams right in front of you.
Oh, God! Oh,
no!
Nice.
No!
All right,
Herbert, I'll give whimpering. You just ran, so what do you want to do in...
Can I try and bash through it? Like, while I'm running, to just ready my shoulder to shoulder charge the door.
Or do a shrink check.
It's a failure.
it's stuck. It's quite hard to open.
He just bounces Alice. Back and is on his ass now in the foyer.
Alice, so this door just slammed unnaturally right in front of her face, right?
Correct.
She's gonna blow off the doorknob.
Okay. I would say just
firearms
with advantage since you're just hitting a door.
Let's see if it gives me the option this time.
Yeah, mine didn't either.
Why is it doing that?
I don't know.
Is this an update thing?
Something just might have been weird. Yeah.
But once again, I failed so bad. I got a 98 over 40 that even if I had a +20, it wouldn't matter.
Like, you just shoot it, and you don't shoot the knob. You just, like, shoot the door.
Yeah, I guess yeah. so. Man, I'm rolling bad this session.
I'm just going to say you forgot to take off the safety and fumbled, unless you just want to, I mean, how do you miss that? I'm just going to say, like, you know, you're scared, the safety, right. You're pulling, you're like, what the fuck's going on? You realize the safety's
maybe
on.
Maybe it jammed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The house is getting in your head.
Or like, you go to pull it and you realize you didn't cock it after that last one in the car, like in the van. Mm. So I was just like,
yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes the most sense, I think.
Okay. Axel, okay. It's your turn.
So, you know, recently we had a fan who drew some really cool stuff for us.
Oh, hell yeah. That was awesome. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was drawn was a sketch of all three of us. And Axel was drawn as looking like he's about 8 feet fucking tall.
Do you remember the username?
I remember the username. I don't want to say it because I don't know if they want their pin name or if they have a pin name out there yet. I don't know. Like, we're still talking to them about it. We want to share it, and we're actually paying them to do some work for us. But I want to get their permission to talk about them before we do.
Well, they know who they are. They know who they are. Was fucking fantastic. Yeah. Well done.
Extremely
much
well done.
Appreciated.
So Axel is a big boyk. He's a great big boyk. He is going to step back, and I mean, this might hurt Herbert, but he's going to step back, shotgun in left hand.
You probably
heard
him bounce off the door, though, so you can assume he's, like, on his ass somewhere.
Yeah, so he's going to rear back, and he's also going to attempt to kick down the door from the outside. He's going to pick that foot up. And is going to put that clodhopper right there, right beside the doorknob, and see if he can open this fucking thing.
Go for it.
All right. That's 29 under 70.
Try
Axel's clutch.
Boom! Pop it open. See Herbert there. Trying like to get the door open.
A single tear, two missing fingers, soap for some reason all over his.
Well,
like he's got an
DNA
apron on probably.
All over this fucking house now.
He's like somehow there's an apron.
And he reaches, so like the boot comes through. He grabs Herbert by the collar, like right at his shoulder, and he's like, Alice, drive.
Yeah, and
I'm gonna say you are out of combat. You get him out. Y'all are running away from the house, from the front door.
Oh my god.
Towards the car.
Yeah. Axel, you take the wheel. I need to tend to Herbert.
Yeah, he will. He grabs the keys from you. He throws the shotgun. He's going to keep the shotgun in the passenger seat because that thing is still in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind. So you guys are going to have to climb over that thing. And do whatever work needs to be done.
I was picturing a van with a driver, a passenger, and then like a row in the back,
and then open
where the aisle is,
or whatever it is. Like you guys pile in the back, as Axel is going to fucking. We need to get out of here. Like we've spent a lot of time here. It is very early in the morning.
Do we have to keep this thing with us? Please, can we just throw it out? Why do we keep... Why?
I love that.
I don't want this
to have
near
it
me.
Oh, question for the handler. Question for the handler. Do we get anything for slaying the unknown in this in this particular situation? All right, that means it's not dead.
It's not dead.
You guys need to...
What is the role on that?
So I think that it is. So typically, when you slay the undead, or not the undead, well, the undead too, the unnatural, whatever the lowest amount that you could lose from encountering it, that's how much you get back. Typically.
Gotcha. Okay, so you don't get anything yet. But okay. What are y'all doing? So you're in the car. This car is
leaving.
And Alice is going to roll a first aid on Herbert. try to take care of his fingers.
Or we
finally,
or we do any of this stuff. So okay. you pill out, driving, I guess, back to town, that direction.
I mean, God, we have an unnat. I think that
back to the desert.
Probably no. not. Probably not. We have an unnatural entity in the back of our vehicle. One of our guys is bleeding and missing fingers. I have a cut across my chest, and there's a shotgun hole in the roof of our fucking. Like, we need to be absent from town. We're gonna leave town, I think. That's what we're gonna do.
You start heading to the direction away from town, you know, kind of going baby back towards where y'all
where we blew up that body.
All right.
Where you blew up the body.
What if here's an idea. What if we go to the nearest big city, go to the worst neighborhood, ditch the van, burn the body inside of the van, then get a new rental car and come back to the
we
town.
Need to. Brad, you have something that you were going to say was happening?
Yeah. As you pull out and get on the main road, this same thing, this creature shrivels, changes before your eyes, back into a normal owl.
Oh, okay.
Everybody get one sandy point back.
Okay.
To the vicinity to the house is what triggers.
Well, that's what happened to Anton Tour as well. I think this house fucking resurrects people.
When precisely does it revert back to its owl form? Like, how far away from the house do we have to be for that to happen?
Not far. Almost immediately when you leave the driveway.
Okay.
It shrivels back to its main form. Are kind of looking back at this house. Didn't even bother to close the door. blood kind of splattered across
you're
the
right,
driveway.
Brad. How rude of us.
As far as I understood,
our driving away house, from town.
That house is a self-closing door kind of situation right there.
Yeah, it works on the garage door. Itself.
You're driving away, and you are back there about to handle this thing, and all you have left of this horrific scene is a dead owl sitting in the back seat.
Step on that thing hard.
And that's where we're gonna end it.
All right.
Okay. Nice.
Oh my god.
Alice pulls out the zoning code on unnatural auras. I believe this unnatural aura is protruding farther than is recommended on the code.
Well, yeah, it's like stop with the. I think it's in the county right of way on the road there. Like, I think they need to get an inspector out there and look at that immediately. Yeah.
Need some surveying being done.
That needs some survey. We're gonna go back there and there's gonna be a bunch of cultists, but they have those tripod things and they're looking through it.
Laser sights.
Alright. Brad.
Okay, now your problem is this is where it lies.
Well you see the ley line is here, but the property line is here.
We are going to have to do so much research.
Oh, God. It's going to be a nightmare.
This will be a
court.
Paperwork nightmare.
Well, y'all made it out of the house. Away from the house.
But at what
twice,
cost,
baby.
Brad?
Twice.
Twice. This house ain't got shit. That's right.
Except my fingers.
We have
wild
your
behavior.
I imagine they just got stuck in a pocket or something.
Reunited with my fingers.
Last session, I did really try to salvage the fingers. Did we manage to hold on to them?
No, yeah, I don't think so.
I think we lost two fingers.
I think we actually lost them, but Brad can decide what happened, actually.
He said bag of fingers, man. That's what I heard.
I just remember running away from shit and leaving fingers behind. That's all I remember.
I think Dace joked that he threw them in the disposal, in the garbage disposal.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But it was a joke.
That was probably just hallucination. Yeah.
Brad, stellar job.
Yeah,
nice. Thank well you guys.
Everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you so much. I have no idea what we're going to do next, but we're going to find out here soon. Hey, support us on Patreon. Tell us a friend about us. Again, we've got some cool character art that that a wonderful member of the community shared something with us that they did in their own time, and we were like, we want more of that. So stand by
Thank
for
you
that.
Again.
Yes, absolutely beautiful. Like I said, I want to get their permission before I talk about the username and stuff like that. But yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is going to be our first big Patreon money purchase.
Yeah, so we're gonna use it for art.
Patreon members are directly funding the character art, which I think is pretty fucking cool.
That is what it is for, is this kind of stuff. So yeah, if you are watching live, stay tuned. We're going to take a break. We're going to swing back around. If you're listening later, thank you so much for joining us. Give Brad some props in the comments wherever you're going about keeping things spicy. Like, I don't know how many times this thing is going to come. Like, how many times? What we need to do is next, we need to just go get a bucket of chicken and just throw it on the property and see what happens.
That resurrects into a full-ass bird.
Like, we get a trebuchet and just throw... Just throw a bucket of chicken.
Well, we have a plan.
They all develop into, like, they morph together like a transformer into Colonel Sanders.
Herbs and spices.
That's terrifying. But his skin is fried chicken texture.
Herbs and spices.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me.
All right. Brad, you want to take us out there?
Yeah, guys. It was a great game.
Yeah,
start another one. Everyone else, stay safe and stay sane. Later.
Bye.
Bye.